It's Bailey Shockeyver with 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with TJ Klopp. He is the co-owner and operator at Cedar Villa Farms outside of Zurich. He's a cash crop farmer as well. It's a big part of their operation. So tell me, TJ, paint a picture of cash crop and how it fits into your operation.
We farm land kind of all over the place, around home and to the south too. We grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and edible beans. The corn is mainly ends up going to further processing, and we use it to feed livestock as well. The whole thing just kind of ties in and kind of finishes the circle of crop production and animal production.
I like that you kind of referred to it as a circle. I think that paints a really cool picture about how it fits into the puzzle of your operation, because you do a lot of livestock as well. On a day-to-day basis, what do cash crop farmers actually do, for the unfamiliar?
That depends on the time of year. In the wintertime, it's generally shipping grain out of storage. And then in the spring, we obviously start planting. And after planting, we take care of the crops with the spraying and crop scouting. And get into the summertime then, where wheat harvest begins. In the fall, obviously, is then the major fall harvest. Then we get the land ready for the next season by either tillage or some more cover crops in some instances. And then it's wintertime again.
Yeah, it'll keep you out of trouble for sure. And it also sounds like it is especially challenging for you, because I know that you have a very wide swath of land, which you kind of downplayed and when I asked you about your operation. But like, how much logistical challenges does it introduce to have thousands of acres of land?
Yeah, so we're a little bit different. Like, we run actually just around 7,000 acres. But a good chunk of that is actually down by Sarnia, which is an hour away in a vehicle, 2 hours away in a tractor. So sometimes, say it rains up here and it's dry down there, we should be down there, but you kind of roll the dice and decide if you move or not.
That kind of segues into my next question, which was, tell me about triumphs and challenges.
One thing with farming, we're always relying on the weather, and that is one thing we cannot change. Like, we can try to predict it, but it still is a challenge. We're very reliant on the weather, and it makes it tough.
And what kind of partnerships in the community have made you successful? I know that you guys work with lots of local restaurants and vendors to help circulate your products.
Yeah, so that's more on our some of our livestock meat side of things. We work with those. On the cash crop side, though, like, it's really important to us to have good relationships with local elevators. They're basically a partner in a sense that we need them to supply us with the proper products we need to grow the crop. And we, in turn, grow the crop and market it through them.
What's that relationship like between yourself and other cash crop farmers? Is there interaction in those spaces?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all still neighbors. Yes, we're quote unquote competitors with each other, but a stronger community still has more farm families in it, more people that can support the towns. If it's local hockey clubs and local sports clubs, if there's no families around, none of those work, right?
Definitely. And I think in the modern era, there's been a bit of a transition away from farming as a family operation and into kind of like a more business operation. And I think that those roots are what really builds a strong community. And it's part of why Huron County is still so successful in those spaces for sure. That kind of actually segues into my next question for you, which was, how do you support your community and how do they support you back?
We're always trying to just do more than donate money. That's a big part of what the clubs and what the towns need, but they also need the actual support of volunteers. It's more about community, and we want a place for our kids to grow up and play, and just like we did.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for shedding some light on the world of cash crop farming for me, TJ. I really appreciate you delving into it with me and talking about how important it is to build up that community. I think that that's something that's valuable to you, and it's part of why I thought I really should talk to you about this. So thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bailey. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.